Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. No guests today, so we have three segments to talk to you if you have questions or if you want to contribute to the conversation in some way. If you have comments, if you want to know about the longevity products or the longevity business, 844-236-6010. Love to hear what you guys think about, we'll call the latest health challenge. Not latest, it's been going on for a couple of years now. Love to hear your take on it. Love to hear your take on the politics of it, as well as the health issues. We'll talk a little bit about what you can do if you've been inoculated here momentarily. I get a lot of questions about that. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or even better, if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to work out of your home, if you have a business, especially if you have a health business, and you want to add in the longevity products into your product offering, the business opportunity is something you definitely want to look into. You can help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition, and you can make some good money at the same time, and it can help support your business if you're in the skincare business, if you're an esthetician, if you're in the healthcare business, a massage therapist, acupuncturist, if you have the longevity products there in your office, you can make some money selling the products, and you can also make some money helping other folks build their businesses, as I can help you build your business. Call 866-735-2470. That's the Bright Side Ben phone team number, 866-735-2470. Or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, our number 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls if we have calls in our next segment and continue throughout the program as we have no guests today. I want to continue talking about these algae, these slime, as the book Slime calls algae. This really interesting book by Ruth Kassinger called Slime, How Algae Created Us, Plague Us, and just might save us. Food, algae as food, is going to be something that we'll all be talking about and utilizing here in the next over the next 10 or 20 or 30 years. There's already algae and seaweed farms that are in action producing algae as seaweed. And seaweeds are not the only kind of algae that people eat. There are cyanobacterium. They're actually bacteria that get lumped into the category of seaweed, and this is where spirulina fits in. Spirulina has been on the
on the menu in Latin America and Africa for hundreds of years. Spirulina looks like a little corkscrew. If you look under, look at it under a microscope, it looks like a little skinny corkscrew. That's where it gets its name, spirulina. It's first noticed when Spanish conquistadors arrived in Mexico, in Mexico City, and they noticed how the Aztecs used to use nets to gather blue-green seaweed kind of stuff. It wasn't really seaweed, but it looked like some blue-green slime from Lake Titicaca. And they also were, the Spanish noted that there were vendors selling this stuff. They would make small cakes out of this spirulina-type substance. And as it turns out, for good reason, because spirulina is super, super, super nutritional stuff. Today in the United States, spirulina is grown in artificial ponds. It's processed into this blue-green powder that is absolutely gorgeous. I've been using it in my smoothies for many years. And it's become quite a business, spirulina. It's used in skincare products. It's used topically. It's used in skin masks. I make some skincare masks with spirulina. It's not quite like chlorella. Chlorella's a little bit different, although they kind of get lumped together. We'll talk about chlorella in the next coming days. Spirulina, I consider spirulina to be a little bit superior to chlorella for a couple of reasons. Spirulina is a powerful, powerful antioxidant. It's a rich source of something called carotenoids, which we've talked about on this program as being important for skin health and also important for eye health. Spirulina is also a good source of amino acids and protein. There's various types of spirulina that you can get, but they're all basically the same. They're about half protein, 50 to 60% protein, maybe a quarter carbohydrates, and those carbohydrates include those fascinating and all-important polysaccharides and proteoglycans that we've been talking about. I'm going to have a few more things to say about proteoglycans and polysaccharides here momentarily. Spirulina is loaded with vitamin A. I mean, really loaded, even though it's the vitamin A is in the beta-carotene form. And I know I said this before, but beta-carotene sometimes gets called vitamin A, and a lot of vegetarians who don't want to eat vitamin A, which is found in animal foods, will use beta-carotene as a supplement to get their vitamin A. But not everybody can convert beta-carotene into vitamin A. Beta-carotene is not vitamin A. It has to be converted. There has to be some biochemistry that has to be initiated in order to turn beta-carotene into vitamin A. They're not the same thing, and not everybody has the firepower, especially if you're dealing with thyroid problems, which many people are. Not everybody has the firepower for helping creating the chemistry that's required to convert beta-carotene into vitamin A. Spirulina is also loaded with B vitamins, especially vitamin B1. That's small amounts of niacin in there, not a lot. Niacin is usually found in more dense foods. It also has a little bit of vitamin B12. It's got inositol, which is important for sleeping and for blood sugar, folic acid. And interestingly, it's one of nature's best sources of a vitamin that we haven't talked a lot about, and hopefully we'll get to talk about here sometime in the next couple weeks, and that is vitamin K. Vitamin K is one of the more misunderstood fatty vitamins. There's two kinds of vitamin K, vitamin K1 and vitamin K2. And as it turns out, spirulina is a source of both vitamin K1 and vitamin K2, which is somewhat unusual. Vitamin K, as I say, is one of the more misunderstood of the vitamins. It's important for blood clotting. It's important for calcium metabolism. And vitamin K deficiencies are really, really common. If you're taking vitamin D, especially if you're taking vitamin D for the current health situation, we'll say, you want to take your vitamin D with vitamin K. They kind of work together. K1 is technically called phylloquinone, and K2 is called menoquinone, and they are different. Vitamin K1, phylloquinone, is the vitamin, that's the most common form of vitamin K that's found in the diet. Vitamin K2 is a little bit harder to find than vitamin K1, and most people when they're supplementing are going to be supplementing with vitamin K1. So if you want to take vitamin K2 as a supplement, you got to kind of look closely at the bottle. Vitamin K2 is the most effective of the bone-building forms of vitamin K, and vitamin K1 is more effective for blood clotting. So if you want to take advantage of the power of vitamin K, you probably want both vitamin K1 and vitamin K2, and spirulina is a source of both. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. We'll continue our discussion on algae and spirulina. I'll talk a little bit here about the PSs, polysaccharides as well, especially when it comes to the health of the blood, which is really important for the current health situation that we're dealing with. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. No guests today, so we have lots of time to talk to you. If you have questions, comments, success stories, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. So, spirulina, corkscrew-shaped bacteria, cyanobacteria, technically. There have been hundreds of scientific studies that show all kinds of health benefits from spirulina use. including for immunodeficiency, if you have an immune problem, for autoimmune diseases, for hyperglycemia, that is elevated blood sugar, for elevated blood fats, for inflammation. Spirulina has been experimentally proven both in vivo and in vitro, that is both in real life and in laboratory experiments, to have all of these incredible benefits. And no surprise, because it's absolutely packed with essential nutrients. In fact, you could subsist on spirulina. It's got all your major food groups in it. It's got fats, essential fatty acids, especially hard-to-find essential fatty acids, like omega-3 essential fats. It's also got all the vitamins. It's got protein and amino acids. It's got not just omega-6 and omega-3 fats, both omega-6 and omega-3 fats, but also has other fatty acids that are important, even if they're not essential. It's a great source of minerals, ocean minerals. And then it's got some really fascinating phytonutrients, plant nutrients like beta-carotene, and also other nutrients that are important for the eyes. In fact, spirulina for eye health is very underappreciated. I don't know any, I've never really seen any nutritional supplements for the eyes that feature spirulina, but using spirulina on your own, it's really cheap. It's one of the most incredibly cost-effective nutritional supplements you could use. It can really help for help folks who are dealing with macular degeneration or who want to prevent macular degeneration or just want to keep their eyes healthy. And then one of the most important and one of the most fascinating substances in spirulina and in all green veggies is chlorophyll, one of my all-time favorite accessory nutrients. Chlorophyll is a super fascinating molecule. If it's the stuff that gives green plants their color and helps plants absorb energy, solar energy, and then turns sunlight into matter that we can use. Actually, chlorophyll is a transducing device that turns photonic energy into electronic energy, turns light into matter. Really amazing substance, chlorophyll. Chlorophyll, if you look at it under if you just Google image chlorophyll, it's just this incredibly complicated molecule, which interestingly is very similar to hemoglobin. In fact, there's some people who believe that hemoglobin, that chlorophyll is plant hemoglobin. And, you know, there may be some intelligence to that. Chlorophyll has a magnesium molecule in the center of it, which makes it different from hemoglobin, which has an iron molecule in the center of it. But chlorophyll, nonetheless, is a superb accessory nutritional supplement that you can get at health food stores. It is very, very green, the supplement, and you don't want to spill it on anything because you're not going to get that green out of it, but it is super valuable. Although you may not get, just by taking chlorophyll supplementally, you may not get the value of it or the benefits of it, because not all chlorophyll is absorbable by the body. I like using liquid chlorophyll better than the tablet form. The liquids in general tend to be easier to absorb than tablets. But you can get plenty of chlorophyll by making sure that you're eating broccoli and spinach and watercress and asparagus and pretty much any green leafy vegetable. That's one of the, just another reason why the carnivore diet is just seems so silly to me, to limit your intake of plants and plant. Not that I'm a vegetarian or vegan by any stretch, although I don't eat meat personally, but I do eat fish. But it seems so crazy to me to avoid or to eliminate such a wonderful source of really hard to find nutrients and nutrients that are unavailable in animal products like chlorophyll and other phytonutrients, which is what the carnivore folks, people who recommend the carnivore diet, talk about. Wheatgrass also, we talked last week about wheatgrass a little bit. Wheatgrass is also very rich in chlorophyll. In fact, that's one of the big benefits of wheatgrass juice, liquid chlorophyll. And the more meat you are eating, if you're a carnivore, especially if you're eating processed meats, you can mitigate some of the toxicity associated with these kinds of foods by eating chlorophyll and by eating spirulina and by making sure you're getting all of your phytonutrients, your plant nutrients. And then before we went to break, we talked about vitamin K1 and K2, which are really interesting and hard to find vitamins. K2 for bone health and K1 for blood clotting. Sometimes people will say after they've had surgery, they'll be told not to eat broccoli or eat vitamin K containing foods because of the blood clotting. And speaking of blood clotting, and by the way, that's not true. Vitamin K1 is not going to increase blood clotting. It will help your blood clot. That's true. But it is a cofactor. It's not a drug. and this is one of the things that healthcare professionals sometimes miss. Vitamins and nutrients are cofactors. They're not drugs. They don't clot the blood. Vitamin K is not going to clot your blood. So if any knucklehead healthcare professional told you not to eat broccoli after surgery, you might want to advise them that vitamins don't clot blood. They are cofactors. They don't do anything, really, vitamins on their own. They're cofactors. They're coenzymes. They support the action of, they support biochemical activities. And you're not going to get inappropriate biochemistry or biochemical actions by taking nutrients. So it's really silly when you hear healthcare professionals who should know better saying things like don't eat broccoli and don't eat watercress and don't eat green leafy vegetables after you've had surgery because they want the blood thinning. Speaking of blood thinning and blood clotting for that matter, clotted blood, which I call dirty blood, which is the end result of toxicity that gets into the blood through the digestive system, of course, because that's how most toxicity gets into the bloodstream unless you're injecting it through your skin. The big problem is the blood tends to thicken upon contact with toxicity. The current health situation is really not is mostly a blood situation. It's a toxic blood situation. So, of course, people are going to have problems if they've already got clotted, sticky, dirty blood, and then they get infected. These are the folks who have the really bad prognoses. This is not an issue. This is not a health issue as much as it's a lifestyle issue that's going on. And the number one aspect, the most important aspect of this entire situation that we're dealing with is dirty blood, which I've been talking about for decades. Dirty blood is clotted, sticky blood. And if you want to protect yourself, keep the blood moving. And this is especially true if you've been inoculated and you want to mitigate the toxicity and the damage, because the toxicity and the damage associated with the inoculation that is now being mandated in some countries and pseudo-mandated here in this country, the biggest problem is it messes up the blood. It messes up the circulation. That's where myocarditis comes in, pericarditis. We have children having myocarditis and pericarditis today, these days after they've been inoculated. Why do you have myocarditis and pericarditis? Because your blood is sticky. Because your blood is toxic. Because your blood is thick. So the most important strategy for mitigating damage after you've been inoculated, or for preventing symptoms if you get infected, is keep your blood moving. Keep your blood circulating. That's the most important strategy for everything that you can do when it comes to health. Keep your blood moving. Understand the blood. Work with the blood. The life of the body, the life of the flesh is in the blood. It says it right in the Bible. And that's exactly what it means. The life force is carried through the bloodstream. When the bloodstream doesn't move, the life force doesn't carry. It is as simple as that, folks. Health is not a chemistry issue. It's a plumbing issue. Hemo, meaning blood, dynamics, meaning movement, hemodynamics. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment, so hang tight. 844-236-6010. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, declared the COVID-19 emergency is over and that he won't be implementing another statewide mask mandate in response to the spread of the Omicron variant, explaining that if people aren't vaccinated at this point, it's their own darn fault if they get sick. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Saturday he's taking a play out of Texas heartbeat law, pushing back against abortions to save lives, and incorporating the wording to put to gun control into California lawmakers' hands. Michael Schwartz with the San Diego County Gun Owners Association on KFMB San Diego.
This feels very vindictive against people who are just trying to exercise their Second Amendment rights.
The Democrat governor said he directed his staff to work with legislature and the state's attorney general to write a bill that would allow private citizens to sue up to $10,000 anyone who manufactures, distributes, or sells an assault weapon or ghost gun kit in California. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And finally, some good news of Americans doing good for Gold Star families of fallen service members and first responders that paid the ultimate price. Tunnel to Towers CEO Frank Siller on Fox News Monday morning has announced they're building a new community called Let Us Do Good Village.
Well, first, I want to say our prayers go out to all the families that were hit with these devastated tornadoes. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, we will be doing something. But we broke ground on the first Let Us Do Good Village. St. Francis said, brothers and sisters, while we are here, while we have time, let us do good. So that's a perfect name for this village. We're going to build over 100 homes for our country's most catastrophically injured service members. Gold Star families and fallen first responder families who died in line of duty that leave young kids behind. It's going to be a magnificent place to bring your kids up. Just think about it. These kids are going to be around other children that have faced the same tragedy in their lives. We have a community center that is going to have indoor basketball court, full size, regulation. We're going to have tennis courts, pickleball courts, movie theater, conference rooms, more like a party room, so kids can have their parties in there, and a real place to attract the families to come together and to be together. And, I'm sure there's going to be some great love stories out of there. You think about it, right? These kids growing up with a similar type of background, they lost their mom or dad, died for our country or our community, and they're going to lean on each other, and so will the parents.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search engine with 12 plus years of archived information, daily programs, lots of great health information, unique health information that's come out of my background as a pharmacist and my background as a researcher, my student experience, my clinical experience working directly with patients. It's all unique and idiosyncratic and personal information that I have developed and gleaned over the last 40 years of being in the healthcare business, especially in the skin health business. And speaking of skin health, if you want to purchase our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. And by the way, I have a new compounding pharmacy, Truth RX, which is about a month old now, and we're currently filling scripts for estheticians and dermatologists and plastic surgeons and their savvy patients as well. Truth RX, you can find out about Truth RX at thetruthrx.com. Anyway, our two treatments were developed in my first compound in pharmacy. All our true skin health products are developed without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our true skin health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. You can check them all out at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, and our reviews at truthreviewed.com. Truthreviewed.com for our reviews, truthtreatments.com for our truth treatments, and we have specials running all through the month of December. Okay, we will take your phone calls here. We'll get your phone calls now, I guess. No guests today. Let's go off to Kevin in Moscow. Let's say good morning. What's up, Kev? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy. Just want to tell all the fans that tomorrow's show that you'll be broadcasting will be late. I have to do a travel day tomorrow.
Where are you headed?
I'm going to Istanbul just for the day.
Istanbul for the day? How exotic is that? How far are you from Istanbul? How far are you from Istanbul?
Just under 4 hours.
That's, you just is that a drive? A 4 hour
no,
drive?
No, on the plane. I drive.
How far is this town? I'm revealing my geographical ignorance here. How far is Moscow from Istanbul? 4 hours by plane. This is like a couple thousand miles or so?
Something like that. Maybe 1,700 miles, something like
okay.
this.
Gotcha.
But it's almost due south. Almost
right.
perfectly due south.
South of Romania. Or somewhere around
much,
there.
Much more. Across the
okay.
Black Sea.
Okay, gotcha.
The other matter is, could I take the iodine? Remember, you said Lugol, but I have
Lugol,
the nascent.
Yeah. Okay, you have what?
You
have the nascent iodine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably just a little bit cleaner. Should I be taking a tiny bit? I have 150 milligram tablets of... what the heck is that for the thyroid?
Synthroid. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have 150. I snap it in four pieces.
What happens when you get
really
energy?
Not,
let me ask you. Do you get energy from the Synthroid?
You know, when I do them both, I get powerful. My throat hurts. My chest hurts. And I get a pounding headache.
When you take it or when you don't take it?
When I take it.
Yeah, so that makes sense because Synthroid basically is thyroid hormone. It's not active thyroid hormone. Your body has to activate it, but it's the hormone itself. And you can't really... Hormones are secreted in such tiny, tiny amounts, and they're so responsive to the environment and what your body needs that the levels are constantly fluctuating. And they're fluctuating in nano quantities. And those nano quantities, while they're very small, obviously... have huge effects on the cells because the stuff is so darn powerful. So in pharmacy school and among pharmacists, Synthroid has a reputation for being one of the most difficult medications to dose with because of how powerful thyroid hormone is and how responsive it is to the environment. So it's very typical to have those kinds of problems when you take Synthroid. And the biggest issue is Synthroid doesn't affect the thyroid. It doesn't fix a hypothyroid. It doesn't fix an autoimmune attacked thyroid. It doesn't fix a diseased or pathological organ or a gland. It just gives the body the hormone. You still got the messed up gland. So it's a very poor substitute for dealing with the thyroid gland itself. What you want to do with the thyroid, if you're dealing with a goiter, is iodine, number one. And I think you said you had goiter, right? You had a goiter? Did you tell me that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it go away with the Lugols or with the nascent?
No,
it didn't go away.
No,
you may not be getting enough iodine from the nascent iodine. Why don't you either add or replace the nascent? Either add to your nascent dosage something called iodorol. Have you heard of this?
No.
Iodoral. It's my favorite form of iodine. It is Lugol's in a pill. Nascent is not Lugol's. Technically, nascent iodine is monoatomic iodine, and it's got an electronic nature that's very unique. And it's good stuff, but it may not be enough for you. So if I were you, I would be adding... It's not Lugol's. I would be adding in iodorol or Lugol's. Iodorol is Lugol's in a tablet, and it's easier to use.
Okay, I wrote it down.
Yeah, Lugol's is nasty stuff. It tastes nasty.
And I have Macca.
Mach is good, but that's more like a upper, kind of like a speed thing. Do you do the Mach at T?
No, I never searched for it because I didn't know what was around.
Yeah, Maca is kind of, it's all right. It's not going to change your life or anything. Maca root, I assume you're talking about, and it comes with capsules and tea. If you want to go that route, Guarana is probably the will give you the most buzz. Have you ever tried that?
No. Guarana. I'm just looking for relief of, you know, where your collarbone is, you know, where the goiter is popping out.
Yeah, that's an iodine issue.
It hurts my chest.
Yeah, that's not good, Kevin. The goiter is a sign that the thyroid is trying to grab iodine from the blood. A goiter is an enlarged thyroid, and what is indicative of the thyroid saying, hey, I don't have enough iodine, I'm not getting enough iodine, I'm going to make myself bigger so I can suck more iodine out of the blood. And that's why you get a goiter. But the problem is, if you don't have iodine in the blood for the thyroid to suck it out, it's not going to do you any good. That's why when you take iodine, the goiter goes down, because the thyroid gets enough of it. And that's a classic sign of iodine deficiency. Are you eating seafood? Are you eating enough seafood?
No, I don't eat seafood. I don't eat seafood.
You mentioned
iodoral.
Yeah?
I don't like it. I don't like the smell of it.
Okay, gotcha. That's the best way to get your iodine, the seafood. Interesting, iodine is not found on the Earth very. It's not really a terrestrial mineral. It's more of an ocean mineral, or element, I should say. It's hard to get iodine just from eating terrestrial types of foods that grow on the Earth. It's mostly an ocean element. So then you're pretty much going into supplements. What were you saying about iodoral?
You mentioned iodoral. What was the other one? I didn't catch it.
The other form of iodine? I said Lugol's and iodoral.
Yeah.
They're the same. Lugol's is liquid, iodoral's tablet. And then the nascent iodine I talked about, that's the iodine that you're using. That's the monoatomic iodine. And it's not a bad form of iodine, and a lot of people get benefits from it. But if you have a goiter, you either want to up your dose or add in the iodoral or Lugol's. All right, you want to hang on, Kevin? I gotta take a break.
Yeah.
You want to hang on?
Yeah, I have two more questions.
All right, buddy. Hang tight. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Lines open for you at 844-236-6010. We'll be back after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Lines open 844-236-6010. I told you I wanted to mention a little bit about protection from inoculation as well as from blood toxicity in general. We'll do that here in a moment. Let's finish up with Kevin. Where's Kevin here? Hey, Kev. What else you got?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Still here.
Okay, what else you got for us? I want to get a couple more calls, and I got.
Okay, what is a safe pain reliever that I could use every day? Since, you know, when you told me to take the nascent, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I've been taking up to 200 milligrams of ibuprofen.
You need more than that to really get into some pain relief. About 800 milligrams.
Well, it's enough to make me comfortable.
You don't want to take too much. Definitely don't want to take too much, especially for the kidneys of the Motrin. But 800 is usually what you need for pain. CBD. I don't know if you get CBD out there. Also, there's an interesting.
I might be interested.
If you can,
I might be
there's
interested.
Also there's an interesting. Fatty molecule that's not CBD, but it's along the same lines, and we haven't talked about it. It's called palmitoyl ethanolamide, or PEA. Just remember PEA. Palmitoyl means it's a fat. Ethanolamide refers to its water solubility, and it's kind of like a lecithin-ish kind of substance, sort of fatty, sort of watery. But anyway, it's called PEA, and you can get that all over the Internet. That has some pain-relieving properties. Topically, try the CMO products from Youngevity, the CMO cream. And by the way, CMO is acetylmyristoliate, and that's also similar to PEA, at least somewhat similar, we'll say. And all of these kind of fatty substances, which include omega-3 fatty acids, have anti-inflammatory properties, which can be pain-relieving. Nonetheless, pain is your friend. I shouldn't say it that way. Pain is your body's friend.
No,
it may not be your
me.
You know what I mean? Pain is telling you.
Wrong.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's why there's no real good pain relievers. You know, the only way from a pharmacological perspective we can address pain is by addressing the brain. And by addressing the brain, you just shut off the pain receptor, pain sensations, but that also just numbs you out and gives you weird, you know, head qualities. You can't really numb pain systemically with a supplement or with a pill, although anti-inflammatory strategies are going to be your best. I hope that helps, Kev. Thank you. I want to get one more call in, and then I want to talk about some stuff about inoculation.
Thanks,
have a safe trip.
Okay,
good to talk to you. All right, buddy. Let's go to Paul in Alabama. What's up, Paul? How you doing? Good morning.
Hey, Pharmacist Ben. All right.
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Okay. I hear you loud and clear. What's up, Paul?
Oh, okay. I'm driving, so bear with me. Yeah, I want to see if you could get a guest on. She's a doctor, Stephanie Seneff. I don't know if you're familiar
Stephanie
with her.
Stephanie Seneff. Oh, yeah, very familiar. Yeah. She's awesome. I've been following her work for decades. She was one of the first people. I love to get her. I don't know how to get a hold of her. She's awesome. And I have actually talked a lot about her work without mentioning her name, or talked about the same stuff she talks about with cholesterol and vitamin D. That's where I first heard about her probably 20 years ago, about cholesterol and vitamin D. Lately, she's been talking about glyphosate a lot. Glyphosate being an extremely nasty, toxic preservative or pesticide that's found everywhere because it's water soluble. It's known as I think it's Roundup, if I'm not mistaken.
Right,
Is it Roundup? The active ingredient Roundup?
Yeah.
Are you a farmer? Are you farming?
No. I'm a driver. I drive for FedEx.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, it's nasty stuff. There's not much you can do because to avoid interacting with it because it's everywhere. One of the biggest problems with glyphosate is it's water soluble. Most pesticides and most toxins in general are fat soluble, so they tend to stick around. They don't move around as well. They stay in the soil. Not that this is a good thing, but water soluble, they move around. In fact, once something's in the water supply, it goes into the rain. It goes into all of our water, so we drink it. It goes into our bodily fluids. Even if you're eating organic, if it's raining, it can rain glyphosate on your organic foods. So that's really that makes it a real problematic molecule. Also, glyphosate works by killing bacteria and depriving them of the ability to make certain very important amino acids. Well, not only do they kill bacteria and deprive these bacteria from making amino acids in the soil, they do it in your body. And some of these amino acids are important for building things, like tryptophan, which is one of the most important building amino acids. You can't make these things when you're ingesting glyphosate, which we're all doing. It's hideous, it's terrible, and there's a really interesting series of papers from the Journal of the International Journal of Surgical Neurology, I believe it is, and it's three papers that came out of maybe 10 years ago on glyphosate, and the title is Glyphosate Pathways to Modern Diseases. And this is not some alternative medicine rag. This is a hardcore, peer-reviewed scientific journal, and it's well recognized as being a problem. So there's not much you could do except to chelate the stuff away, which is what I would be doing, chelation therapy. And keep listening to Stephanie Seneff. She's absolutely 100% right on. I've yet to hear anything Dr. Seneff said that's wrong.
Ben.
Yes, sir.
Ben.
Yes, sir.
One of the things she says, which it just lit up, I just couldn't believe it when I heard it. She said that our vitamin D has to be activated. Even if you get it from the sun on our
100%.
Skin, it still has to go to our liver and our kidneys.
100%.
Through activation.
That's absolutely correct.
Glyphosate destroys the enzyme cytochrome P450
the activating enzyme. I don't know if that's
the
enzyme, but I know what you're saying. Yes, and that's a very important point. We've mentioned that before. You can't get vitamin D. The properties of vitamin D require activation at two steps. And it's not just, they used to say the liver and the kidneys, but now it turns out there's other organs that can activate vitamin D, including the lungs and the skin, interestingly. And that's why I've always said sunlight-derived vitamin D is going to be the best because it can be activated in the skin. So
she said it still has to go to the liver and the kidneys. And one of the things is it has to be activated in the liver, and then that's the storage form, and then it has to go to the kidneys.
That's right. That's right.
And
there's three levels.
So if everybody's taking it and eating at restaurants, they're getting glyphosate, they're never activating their vitamin D.
Absolutely.
So innate immune system doesn't work.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. Go ahead.
One other thing, there was a Dr. Deagle, Bill Deagle, he's got a radio show on GCN also.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Yeah, and he's talked about, a while back he did an interview with Jeff Rentz, and it's on YouTube, you can find it.
Is Jeff Rentz still around? I haven't heard his name in a long time. Yes,
it's called Death by Smart Meters, and he says his smart meter is only supposed to go off two times a day, and it's going off 6 to 8 times a minute. And it's emptying out your calcium channels of minerals. So you can do this on
smart
demand.
No, hang on, Paul.
That's
what's
on your house?
Meter?
It's your electric meter on your house.
Oh, yeah. And it's affecting calcium.
So we're like in a Right. He says it goes through every cell of your body, goes through your walls, and goes, and so it affects your calcium channels. So it kind of opens them up. It's at the same frequency.
Okay.
And
all right.
So if you could talk to Bill Deagle or listen to that video, it's on YouTube. It's called Death by Smart Meters. Just put in Dr. Bill Deagle.
I appreciate that. You know what? I will look into that, and I will actually. I've been meaning to contact Dr. Deagle. I hear good things about him, although I don't know him personally.
I think between those two things, you know, the glyphosate on the food,
yeah.
And then that's your innate immune system can't be activated because that cytochrome P450 can't activate your two steps to activate your vitamin D. Then the smart meters, and you know, the older people are more susceptible to symptoms because you're just more deficient when you're getting older. And you're not supplementing or something, so you have to counter it with supplementation. And
you're a smart drive FedEx. You said FedEx. You're
yes,
a smart.
I've been listening to you for years, and Dr. Wallach.
Awesome.
And, yeah,
you know your stuff.
I appreciate everything y'all do.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah, you know your stuff. Everything you said is right on. Keep listening to Stephanie too. She's incredible. For the listeners, Stephanie Seneff. I think it's Seneff, if I'm not mistaken. Seneff.
Right, yeah.
Awesome. All right, buddy. Have a drive safe. Happy holidays, and thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Thanks, Ben.
Take care.
All right, bye.
All right. So I thought I was going to tell you about how to thin the blood or how to keep the blood moving, thin the blood. And you know, if you go into surgery, one of the things they give you after surgery is a drug called heparin. The reason they do that is because when you have surgery, your body goes into emergency mode, and under emergency mode, one of the things that happens is that the blood starts to clot. You seeing something, a connection here? When we're running sympathetically, when we're running on emergency energy, our blood clots. Sticky, dirty blood is the end result, not just of toxicity, but also emergency. So they give you heparin. And therein lies one of the secrets to keeping your blood moving, especially post-vax or post-infection. We'll talk about that tomorrow on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening, friends. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.